Cheese Whiz is going on right now in this very building. Cheese World, cheeses, whatever they call it. Right now, we have from that very important convocation of cheesemakers right now, Jean Carpenter, who herself is from the Cheese Underground. Oh, look at you brought a cheese with you.
Yeah.
Is that nice? What a cute little cheese that is. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Now, you know, I have a little problem with the word artisan.
Mm.
Because I assume it means somebody who's never made a cheese before would be called an artisan cheesemaker, right?
Well, that would be an amateur cheesemaker.
Amateur artisan. What does artisan exactly mean?
Artisan means it's made by hand.
Okay.
It's made small batches.
Right.
The cheesemaker has a relationship with the milk and knows.
Wait a minute. Let's take a
yep.
take a step back. Now, you farm. Did you have a relationship with your milk? He won't say. His wife is right there. Relationship with the milk, and what sort of relationship is
that? Well, that means...
Friendly, or...
Yes. Intimate, almost. It means that the cheesemaker...
Now, you say intimate, almost.
It means that he or she knows exactly the farm where that milk came from.
Okay.
He knows the farmer. He knows the cows. The cows probably have names.
The cows know him, I bet, because he's been out there so much.
Probably, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if cows
do
recognize people.
Do cows remember people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do. Okay. Some guys they step on continually, right? All right. And so, that's an artisan is all those things then.
Yes, yes.
And but there's the interesting cheesemaker personality, and reading some of the material about it is that they don't usually talk to one another. Is that because they all have their secrets?
No.
And they don't want to, or they just are antisocial?
No, I always say that and cheesemakers' wives will usually tell you this, is that cheesemakers are married to their vats. It means that they don't...
They're clobber. They're clobber means the world to them, right?
They don't get out of the cheese make room very much. You know, the making cheese is their thing. That's what they like to do. And so they don't
What about cutting the cheese? Is that the same way? Do they get out of the room to do that at least?
Not most of the ones I know, sadly.
No, sadly. Yeah. So, but you're saying, so then what is it then? I mean, this thing brings together cheesemakers.
It does.
Like for the first time in a lot of...
Yeah, So...
There are not cheesemaker conventions usually, right?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. Yeah. I don't think there are cheesemaker conventions, but maybe I should start one.
This is sort of what this is, isn't it?
Yeah, this is. So all the cheese... Yeah, basically, every Wisconsin artisan farmstead and specialty cheesemaker is in the same room at the same time sampling their cheeses.
And each other's cheeses or just their own?
Well, the public is invited, so it's a public event. But then what happens after it closes to the public, then the cheesemakers start talking to each other.
Mm.
And very often you'll have some collaborations, you'll have some new ideas.
Collaborations?
right.
So it, little cheese joke there.
I don't think they got it.
No. Clobber is very important in the cheese process.
Yes, very important.
Yeah.
But yeah, cheesemakers, they work all the time. They're really good at making cheese.
Don't they have day jobs, most of them?
You know, it's getting to the point where you can actually make money making artisan cheese in Wisconsin, and I'm very proud to say that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cheesemakers arise.
Yes.
You have nothing to lose but your curds.
Because you should. You should get paid, and you should be able to make a living doing what you love. And thankfully enough, consumers...
Wait a minute. This gets better. I don't believe it. We got. You got somewhere you got to be? Oh, you're going to get the cheese? Oh, come on, we got some right here. I'll share this with you. God, people are in the middle of the show. Would you walk out?
I may not get invited back.
All right. Okay, and then during this, you're a cheesemaker yourself.
I am not. I'm an educator. So
oh, you're an educator.
So I talk about, I write about, and I eat cheese for a living.
Well, doesn't it make you want to make cheese yourself? Maybe try
it's
making
It's a lot
cheese?
Of work, dude. Yeah. Have you ever made cheese?
It's a lot of work, dude. What is this?
I've made cheese with cheesemakers. It's
like I had my daughter back in the house.
I don't want to work that hard.
Huh?
It's super hard work.
Oh,
I mean, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's 10 hours in a row.
And there's a lot that can go wrong. I was reading up on
it. You have to
it.
Be strong. Yeah,
you know, I try to, you can make mozzarella at home, right?
Yes.
And it's, they say, 30-minute mozzarella. And so I've done this like several times. Go through the whole thing. I have all the stuff, the milk, and then the vat, and then And then I forget I don't have rennet. Yeah, you can't run out and get rennet.
Yeah, it's a serious.
Where are you going to run out and get rennet? You got to slay a goat or something. Take out its glands and get the right glands. And, you know, who's going to do that? And that's not 30 minutes. Then we're talking about a series of days to make a 30-minute cheese.
It's much harder than advertised.
Yeah. Okay, and this you brought a cheese with you here.
So
did you take
this
from one of those cheesemakers?
I did. I totally stole it. And so the cheese that I brought, it's a really remarkably.
Ooh.
Listen to the audience.
It's very
pretty.
It's very pretty.
Yes. So this is an artisan cheese made in small batches by Chris Raleigh at Raleigh Cheese in Schulzburg, Wisconsin.
Raleigh.
Oh, there's some Schulzburg fans.
Oh, you know him? You all know him? How come you all know him? And most of you never heard of me. Okay, cool. Yeah,
it's called Red Rock. It has double the annatto that a normal orange cheddar. Annatto. A-N-N-A-T-T-O.
I know how to spell it, but
that's
what
how,
is it?
Oh, that's how cheddar becomes orange.
Oh,
you
it's
take
a dye?
It's a vegetable dye.
Okay.
So this has double the annatto of a regular orange cheddar, so it's a super deep orange, almost red.
Very orange.
It's aged in a cave, so it has this really beautiful white natural mold along the outside.
Is there a cave there in Schulzburg?
Built one. He just
How can
built
you build
one.
A cave?
Well, you dig a hole in the ground. And
that's like a fiscal cliff. I don't think you can actually build a cave. Is it fiscal cave?
He worked with the state of Wisconsin. It's totally legal. It's
I wasn't accusing.
Okay.
I wasn't accusing.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's perfectly
legal.
But
no, he built his own cave, and he's aging it underground on wooden planks. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's phenomenal. Do you want?
And this is it's called what?
Red Rock.
But what sort of a cheese is it?
It's an American original. So that means that it's never been created before.
It's American cheese?
It's a cheddar. It's a cheddar with
so it's
blue
like a,
veining.
Like a Kraft?
No.
Because I notice it's not sliced.
Right. This is not really. Let me cut it for you.
It's an American original, and that's really what you're all about, right?
Right.
In this group.
Yeah.
These are all like they're reinventing the cheese.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting.
Can you eat it on air? Can you do that?
And yes.
See if you like it.
Yeah. I better do it.
John. John is my taster. John is my taster for most things, but I'll just take this one here just to stay in the flow of things.
Well, geez, after all this, I hope they like it.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah will have some.
I'm pro cheese.
Here you go. Oh, Sarah! What are you? You're Michael Finley? You dropped it?
I think John's going
to should have had that one. That was right in her mitt.
Yummy.
Sure, Michael Nick.
It's floor cheese. I like floor cheese.
Unbelievable. It's delicious.
It is.
Fabulous, too.
Yeah, and this is what comes from American ingenuity. Mm. You know, American cheesemakers.
Jeff, did you want some?
Oh,
throw
let's
it.
Cut some more.
I'll throw it.
Okay.
There you go. That was, all right. You could have had it. You could have had it. It wasn't really a bad pass.
We need to have soup people on next time. That would be fun, throwing soup around the
Throwing table. Soup, yes. And crackers after it. Wonderful.
Go ahead. I'll let you keep eating. But this is a great example of American ingenuity. This is what American cheesemakers are becoming known for.
Uh-huh.
You know, Europe has their very much old world traditions.
Denmark, for example.
Yeah, they have their Brie, they have their Goudas. They're English, they're Stilton. But Americans, we're not bound by all of those old traditions and rules. We can kind of make stuff up. And this is what happens when you make stuff up. It's pretty cool.
It's
a really good cheese.
Very. You would have loved it. I wish we had enough to go around.
Yeah.
I can throw a couple pieces out there. Oh! Good grab. Over there, yep.
Oh.
A little piece there. Oh! Cheese catching is a lost art. It really is.
Did you hear that? You're supposed to make a fist first. That will help with your performance.
Oh, make a fist.
Yes.
Okay. Oh! So many errors in the audience. It's unbelievable. I'll just try one more. Okay, this is really not a good thing.
You may not get invited back as a,
Jerusalem Presbyterians. It's a long throw to Jerusalem, but I'm going
to... Oh, he has to stand up for this one.
I flopped it.
E for effort.
Well, it's fabulous, and then is an award for the best, the most innovative cheese or something. And
you know, there isn't, but I want to start one.
Yeah,
at my festival, I don't have one yet. I want to make it like a People's Choice Award. I think that's going to be next year. This happens every year. Next year is November 1st and 2nd here at the Banana Terrace.
And I think what you're saying to me is like the American artisan cheese movement started in the place where the wine American wines were.
Yeah, exactly.
Many years ago. And now they are in many cases outranking European varietals.
Right. Yeah,
that sounded like I knew what I was talking about.
I did too.
Very nice.
Yeah. So that's where are we at that point yet? Where American cheeses have that
sort of
world acclaim?
At world contests, American cheeses are starting to win. They're starting to beat the European cheeses. This isn't making the Europeans very happy.
No.
We think it's cool.
Yeah. Well, they're not happy anyhow. They got lots of problems going on. This is delicious cheese. And who made this again?
This is Raleigh cheese in Schulzberg.
Raleigh cheese? Is there a Raleigh in Raleigh cheese?
R-O-E-L-L-I is their last name.
Okay.
It's Chris Raleigh. Great guy. Great guy.
Fabulous. Thank you for bringing that in. And it's all going on here at the Monona Terrace right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. So don't leave now, but after the show, go over there. Thank you, Jean, very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for bringing that in. Wonderful. Promoting local cheese is what we're all about here. What do you know?
Cheese Whiz.
Yeah. Very nice. Good cheese. Yeah. You ever try making cheese?
No.
No? It's really easy. 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes. And you realize you don't
and
have
the rent it. Every time. You think I would
know.
Oh,
did you read the thing before you? Where do you get the rent it from? Like a farm or something? Or
do I don't know. You got to get it from a dead goat, I think.
Well.
I think, is it the adrenal gland of a goat or?
Oh, I don't.
Thyroid or something? Anyone know?
Huh? It's a stomach lining, I think. Yeah.
Stomach lining of a goat? Would a puggle work? No. Thank God.
Tina, shut your ears. God.
Innovations in cheese. It's the Feldman Puggle cheese.